some noise here. Let me see what's going on. I'll be right back. Alright, K2YO, KB2OIE. That's what happened when you have all these radios running in the jack. I had some feedback coming, and I had to figure out where it was coming from. How you doing, Bernie? KB2OIE.
Doing good, doing good. Used to have a job where we sold recording equipment to police and fire departments for like 911 centers. And every now and then you'd be in like a comm center, and an officer would be there, and he would key up his radio, not realizing that there were all these receivers around, and you'd just instantly go into feedback.
Roger, roger. You gotta look me up on QRZ and see what all this stuff I have sitting up over here in my radio room. I have like maybe 15 different radios. I love to listen to everything that's going on. Bernie, I was trying to get in touch with you. I finally got the cable for the DMR. I got it hooked up here at the computer here. I got the radio sitting here. They sent me the cable and a little CD. And I put it in the computer, and, I had to download that. So I think the cable was right, but now I don't know what else to do.
Well, you're halfway there. The first thing you want to do is use the software to download the plug out of your radio. That will tell you whether your software is set up right, if your cable's working. So you should be able to, and somewhere in the software there should be a section to upload a plug to the radio and then to download a plug from the radio. So first thing you start with is make sure you can download the plug that is currently in the radio. And that'll be a good comm check for you.
Okay, KB2OIE returning. Oh boy, now I don't know. Okay, let me tell you what I did. I plugged the cable up. First I put the software in. And then I downloaded the software to my laptop. And it's a little icon, say TYT, in the bottom of it. I have an icon up there. So whenever I plug the radio up and turn it on, it'll let me know that the radio is hooked up to my computer. I'm kind of like a two-year-old. I'm like a two-year-old with this. Go ahead.
I understand, but even two-year-olds learn. So your next step, that's good that it identifies the radio there. So find where in the software, when you run the, double-click on that icon to run it, and in one of the menus, there'll be an ability to upload and download to the radio. Download from the radio and save whatever you get out of the radio first, because you know that was the magic one that works that came from the factory. And then from there, get the plug off the Yahoo group, and that should get you up and running. In fact, I believe I saw that JYSK just uploaded a new version. So go to the Limark Inc. At Yahoo.com group and download that thing that Jay just uploaded. Be able to upload this. Make a slight modification. Well, I tell you what, get that plug, get it so you can open that plug, and then ping me an email, and you'll just need to put in your ID, and then you should be able to upload.
Roger, roger. Okay, fine business. Yeah, now let me ask you this. Now, that number, that ID number, do I have to put that in there with it?
Affirmative. The plug that you get, say if you get Jay's plug, he probably either, one of two things, it either has his ID number in it, or it has no ID number in it. I suspect that he probably sent it with no ID number. So you'll just need to put in that ID number, and that way when you transmit, everybody knows that it's you. So that's the only real modification that you need to make to the plug. Is put that ID number in it, and then you're good to upload it. At that point, it's your plug. It's no longer Jay's plug. It's your plug. You know, you're making little changes to it.
Roger, roger. Okay, fine, Biz. I think I know what you're talking about. Okay, fine. I sent you an email a couple of times. Man, you're a hard guy to find. I sent my phone number and everything. Roger.
I apologize about that. My work schedule's been all messed up. I've been serving jury duty, which really kind of messes up my day and everything, so I apologize about that.
Yeah, no problem, no problem. I work a lot, my doggone self. I had to work this weekend. You know, I work at the schoolhouse, And this is my weekend to work, so I'm off next weekend. So next weekend I want to play with some DMR radio. I try to find new things to play with when I'm off. So that's a good thing, Roger?
Absolutely, absolutely. And if I remember correctly, you're in Queens. They've got a DMR repeater up on Glen Oaks now, so that should be easy for you to hit. I need to run inside here. I'll be back in like 90 seconds, K2YO.
Roger, roger. I'm watching the football game. New England getting beaten. Okay, I'll be standing by. KB2OIE.
KB2OIE. N2AIR. How's it going, Mike?
N2AIR. Oh, man. It's been a while. How you been?
I've been good. Haven't been on the radio much, but I was making myself some dinner here, and I was scanning around, and heard your voice as it passed 8:50, so I decided to jump in and say hi. Been spending a lot of time with the grandkids. The family keeps growing and growing. I got 4 grandkids locally and 3 in Pennsylvania, so keeps me busy, but that's a real good thing.
Okay, fine business. That's a good thing. Ain't nothing wrong with that. I know the call, and I'm trying to figure the name. I can't get it together. And I'm like, wow. It's been a while. I don't do too much talking, but whenever I do some talking, I like to get out there. And I heard Bernie out there, and I'm trying to get into the DMR system. I don't know if you heard about that. That's the new thing now. So I love radio, so I want to dip and dab into every little thing. So I had to get in there and talk with him. Other than that, I'd have been sitting here listening to the radio and waiting till the tech net come on. Roger.
Oh yeah, I'll probably catch some of that at least later on myself. The name is Greg, Golf Romeo Echo Golf from Masters, Queens. The old call is KA2UAY. I've had the N2AIR now for, I don't know, going on about 2 years. It's a great call for CW. Back to you, Mike.
Roger on that, Greg. Okay, fine business. Yeah, I spoke to you when you got the new call, but it's been a while. Whatever happened to the, what is that, 146-955? On Monday, they had a, was it Monday? Monday, they used to have a retirees net in the morning. They don't do that no more, Roger.
That's switched to Tuesdays and Thursdays at 9 a.m. Yeah, no more Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Tuesday and Thursday, 9 a.m. Unfortunately, they're doing some work to that repeater, too, so I have trouble getting into it from here. If I get into it at all, I usually have to go on Echolink.
KB2OIE returning. Yeah, roger, roger. Okay, fine business. I have problems, too, at the school. Because when they have it in the morning, I be listening to it at the job. I sneak away between me and you and everybody else that's listening. I go up on the 5th floor, and when I have a little break, I go to a little break room up there. I got a little closet up there. It's not a closet. It's a little classroom that nobody uses, and I consider it my little office. It's been like that for the last 2 or 3 years. And I always carry my HT, and I don't check in, but I always listen. I love to listen to stuff. Roger?
Yeah, I usually listen to it, too. Sometimes I join in, but being that I can only do it via Echolink, it just loses some of its charm that I can't do it on RF. So whenever they finish doing whatever they're doing to that repeater, hopefully the range will be extended. I could just barely get in there with 50 watts now. So, and you know, they're doing all this work by the Kosciuszko Bridge, too. I don't know if that's deflecting some of my signal. Whatever is going on is going on, and like I said, Echolink is my only vehicle to get into that net.
Yeah, roger, roger on that. Yeah, and at night, Charlie and all of them be on there late at night, because Charlie be going to work. And I, you know, because my shack is my bedroom, so I always like to listen to everybody talk, and sometimes I'll pop in if I have something to say, and, you know, if I ain't got nothing to say, I just like to listen back. Listening is a good tool to learn. I kid you not. Roger?
Yeah, I've always got the radio on. The VHF, UHF stuff is still in the kitchen, so that's where I spend most of my time. But it's always on. I'm always listening. But like you said, if you don't have nothing to say, what's the sense of jumping in there just to squeeze the push the talk key? This is N2AIR.
Roger, roger, N2AIR, KB2OIE, fine business. Okay, that's real good. I'm glad to hear you in there, man. it's been a while. I heard you a couple of times, but I was still going too doggone lazy to come over here and squeeze the key and see what's happening. I'm sitting here in the shack watching New England get beat. You know that Tom Brady, you know about him, Roger? I hope you're not a New England fan.
K2YO.
Hey, Mike, but negative. I'm not really a football fan. My game is hockey, and actually today I had my grandkids out to a local park in Long Island, and luckily the roller hockey rink, it's two blocks from the house, and my four-year-old grandson got turned on to roller hockey today, which is the first time he saw the end of one game and the beginning of another. But his father, who happens to be my son, played for, from the time he was 7 years old, and I guess he gave it up for the most part a couple of years after he got married. So I guess he played until he was about 25, 26 years old. But we traveled all around the country playing hockey. It was a great thing. It was very much like an extended family. And I mean all over the country, and including Canada. So it got quite intense sometimes, but very, very good memories. Got lots of pictures of it. And here we go again. Like I said, my four-year-old grandson is very, well, he's going on five. So probably within the next year or so, he's going to be playing hockey also. Back to you, Mike. This is N2AIR.
Yeah, roger, roger on that. Okay, fine business. Yeah, my son, I got a son that's 28, my only child, 28 years old. He loves hockey. We got to get together. So he's getting me into it. I kind of like it. He loves the Rangers. I kid you not. And his name is Michael, too, just like me. Bernie, I hear you in there. Over to you, Bernie, KB2OIE.
I hear what you're saying about that Patriots game. I dislike the Patriots, so I'm glad to see anybody's beating them. I was with some buddies, and the game was tied. And I looked away, and I looked back maybe 5, 6 minutes later, and all of a sudden, they're down by 14 points. So that's turned into a real gunslinging slug out fest there. So that, who knows, the over and under in that thing could go to 60 easily. Don't know the N2 station's name, but over to you. This is Bernie, K2YO.
Okay there, Bernie. The name here is Greg, Golf Romeo Echo Golf. I'm in Maspeth, Queens, and the call is N2AIR. But I don't know if I've ever spoken to you. I know I've heard your voice on this repeater a lot. Like I said, I was telling Mike, I do a lot more listening than I do talking, unless I have something relevant to say to the conversation. Anyway, over to you, Mike. This is N2AIR in the group.
Roger on that, Greg. I kid you not. Yes, and listening is a good tool. You hear a lot when you listen. when people don't know you're there, you're there. I'm always there, even when I'm working a lot. I kid you not. Yeah, Bernie, since that, what they call it, the flight game, that's what they call them. That when they won that Super Bowl with the football, that's when I was like, oh, man. And they did something else before that. Something else they did a little bit. These guys like to cheat a lot, so I don't know. I don't know, Bernie. So I kind of don't like that team. You know, what is it? His wife is a well-known, is she a model or what? Go ahead.
Yeah, there's actually a ham connection to the Patriots got caught filming and recording the signs from another team, and it was actually a ham that caught them. That it was in QST a couple of years ago. Unfortunately, the gentleman that, that did it, Steve Mendelson, has since passed. But there was a guy who was a ham, but in his professional life, he was the frequency coordinator, coordinating to make sure that the TV crews and the helmet radios and the security radios and all that stuff didn't conflict with each other. And he noticed an extra signal in the spectrum, tapped into it, and realized it was video, and it was a, shall we say, an illegal video transmitter, and it turned out it was the Patriots filming somebody. Greg, I'm actually coming to your neighborhood. I'm headed to Elmhurst right now. Got to go do some maintenance at my wife's office, so I'll wave as I go by. Depending on what's going on at the mall, I need to get off at Queens Boulevard, but if the mall's backed up, I'll come over to Grand Avenue and go up that way, so I'll wave when I go by. Greg?
Yeah, I'm right off of Grand Avenue, very close to the Brooklyn-Queens borderline, so yeah, definitely give a wave. I'll probably have the radio on for a while, but I am in the middle of supper preparation. But so it sounds like I said, I'm not really a football fan. I used to love playing football as a kid growing up in Brooklyn, but never really got into watching either college or professional football. Like I said, I can remember going to the Old Garden for hockey games. I can remember going to see the Mets and the Yankees when we used to collect milk carton coupons, and you used to get bleacher seats. So sometimes even under the, on the stands on the up in the heaven seats. But yeah, and for some reason, like I said, played a lot of football. Never really liked watching it. Over to you, Mike.
Yeah, Roger on that. KB2OIE returning. Okay, fine business. Yeah, I never played it, but I always watched the game. And Bernie, I remember. Excuse me. They was the ones, if I'm not mistaken. Somebody told me New England was the ones. That's why they have to put this. When they talking on that microphone, they have to put something in front of you so you won't read. They were the ones that I think. If I'm not mistaken, I heard they was the ones that could read your, before you can, that's why they have to cover themselves when they transmitting over those headsets. Am I right or wrong, Bernie? Go ahead.
Yeah, over the years, a couple of teams have employed lip readers who can lip read, and were, basically watching what they were saying. You guys commented about listening and not often transmitting. I've come to realize there are hundreds of people listening, and you don't necessarily hear them on the radio, but they're out there. And every now and then, say when I'm commuting, we'll get into some conversation, and we'll be looking for the population of Norway, and I'll say, hey, anybody out there, can you look up the population of Norway and let us know? And invariably, somebody will Google it and then jump in and say, oh, it's this. So there's definitely a large population out there, right?
And to AIR in the group, yeah, that's a good thing, and it could be a bad thing, too. That's why I'm hesitant to give out a lot of information on where I'm going to be and when I'm going to be on the radio. I try to keep it as general as possible. Over to you, Mike.
KB2OIE returning. Yeah, you got that right. Yeah, don't give out too much location and stuff like that. It is. That's how I was when I was a CB operator. I was the same way. I was a young kid in elementary school when I was in CB, and come home and loved to get on the radio, and all I used to do is sit there and listen a lot, and it was fun, and I'm glad I'm here now. So both of y'all, whenever you get a chance, Bernie, Greg, Punch McCall, and you can't believe the Jack. I kid you not. I got a... There's a lot here in my shack. But I gotta upgrade to general. Bernie, you gotta help me. Somebody gotta push me. I got a brother that's in Silver Springs, Maryland. My younger brother, he's a ham. And they won't let him put up no antennas out there. So we separated. When we first became ham operators, we was together and we took the test. So when he left First he went to Atlanta, moved to Atlanta, then he moved from there, and now he lives in Silver Springs, Maryland. So he has all this equipment in his house that he can't even use. He, matter of fact, about 2 or 3 months ago, he sent me this Kenwood I got sitting here, a TS-140S. He got a lot of stuff over there that he can't play with it. And we have this thing on the internet called Hamsphere. That's a, it's like a, it's not really ham radio, but that's how we communicate. As I'm speaking to y'all right now, it's running on the left hand side of me. So whenever he's on, he always calls me on that. So I got an upgrade, and he got an upgrade, but he needs to get a system up in where he lives at. He lives in a condominium out there, and he's in the area where he can't put no antennas up. Over to you, Bernie, KB2OI.
Mike, you gotta get in touch with Joe Gomez. Don't know what the prefix of his call is, but it's BMT is the suffix, and he's a club president, so he's hard to miss. He does training over the internet for licensing, and you need to find out when his next general class is and get subscribed to that. It's not difficult for somebody who's been in radio as long as you have. It's just a matter of sitting down and, you know, reviewing the material and learning a couple of details and taking it. The general test is not difficult. It does have some rules and regulations stuff, and that you just got no choice but to just memorize. But it's nowadays it's there's a lot of tools out there, so definitely get in touch with Joe and find out when he's doing a general class and make sure you get a seat. That mic goes to Greg. This is K2IO. Greg?
Excuse me, gentlemen. Yeah, I've been promising myself for the past couple of years to take the extra test. I've been a general since 1985, and I'm going to be honest with you. I was never really pulled into the extra class frequencies. When I took the test for general in 85, it was 13 words per minute, was part of the requirement. And at that point, I sort of relegated myself to the fact that I'm never going to do 20 words a minute. And although I studied electronics and I knew I could do the advanced, I never found it necessary or that I was lured into the advanced and extra class segments of the bands. There's plenty of activity in the general class. So maybe one of these days I'll take the extra. I actually call it, since there's no code, I refer to it, much to the dismay of certain people on the air, the extra light test. But at this point, you know, it's been, 30 years since I've been a general, and I'm kind of satisfied. I still get a lot of time on the air. This is N2AIR, the group. Over to you, Mike.
N2AIR, KB2OI. Yeah, Bernie, I know who you're talking about. I did hear that. I think I do remember. I can't remember his call, but I do remember that course that he gave. And let me tell you, I have to do it. I have to renew my ARRL membership. They keep sending me a letter, and I keep forgetting to send in my my payment. And whenever I renew that, they always give me a free gift. And I go and get the new that pamphlet that you study for the test. I always get that, and I take it to work. I said, okay, this is gonna be the year. I'm gonna do this on my lunch hour. I go to work, I go in the room, I got a little office on the first floor, I got a little 2 meter set up in there, I got a little mag mount sitting on the refrigerator in my little office. I can hit the line mark repeater, certain repeaters. I go in there, maybe about a week I'll play around with that doggone thing, and then the next week I put it down. I gotta motivate myself and do it. You know, I just gotta, stop dragging my feet. Let me put it this way. I got to stop being lazy and do it. But I also, I have a thing on my computer called SDR Radio. And I can listen to all the HF bands, just monitor it at night and listen to the people on HF and everything. Just listen to 20 meters, 40 meters. And I'll be like, man, that should be me out there talking. But I got to get it together. And Bernie and Greg, when you look me up on QLZ, Yes, my picture's there. I still look the same. I'm a custodian in a school, and I was 19 years old when I worked there, and I'm 54, and I can retire this year. Coming June 30 be my birthday. I'll be 55 with 30...
Repeater, timeout. Repeater, timeout. Cancel.
Alligator got you. We got all of it. We got all of it maybe the first second. Definitely we'll look it up. Now, what I suggest, Mike, is if you sign up for the class, then you're committed to showing up and you know, being there to watch the class. And if they don't, then the teacher will come looking for you and send you an email about why you're doing it. So maybe a little external push, but the commitment of you signed up for it, you got to do it. So maybe that'll help. Greg, the texture test is mainly technical in nature, where the general test has a lot of rules and regulations, you know, band plans and where you can go, that kind of stuff. Extra is, I'm going to say, all technical stuff. And you'll probably find it interesting. If you've got a background in electronics, most of it will be pretty straightforward. There's a little bit of stuff that to truly understand it, you need to understand three-dimensional calculus, but there's a different way around it of just read the manual, and it'll tell you how to think about it without seeing the understanding of why it works, but that it works. And that's I'm a computer programmer, and we firmly believe that we don't necessarily need to know how something works. We just need to know that it works, and we just issue the Greg.
Oh, yeah. Believe me, I've had the book, and I had to renew the book when they changed the tests. And I've gone through it a couple of times, but really half-heartedly. Like I said, I've never really been lured to complete the extra. Maybe it's the fact that I'm a little jaded, too. I spent 31 years in communications with AT&T, and I always stayed on the technical side. So I've seen a lot of stuff. Some of it was, wire, and some of it was radio and satellite communications. Maybe it's just complacency. But I'm very comfortable. I'm a very casual operator. I feel very comfortable not needing to upgrade to extra. At this point, I don't see it buying myself buying anything for me. Any more enjoyment, let's put it that way. And to AIR and the group. Over to you, Mike.
K1NS, mobile.
Roger on that with K1NS. I think I got that call right. I'm sorry. Mobile. All right, over to you. Go ahead. Pick it up.
Jess, AK1NS, name's Dave. Just listening for a little while. And I heard you mention before Hamsphere. And just heads up, I subscribe to that also. Some of the other Midline Mark members do. And found it very interesting. They've made a lot of upgrades in it. And here's another one called CQ100 as well. Both subscriber-based, but very interesting applications, both of them, enjoyable. Met a lot of nice people on there, and I use the Cam Test Online series for passing the tests, and I found that to be really helpful. That's an online study system that works on your weak spots. Not sure who to pass it over to next, so I'll pass it back to you. AK1NS.
630 Purple Zombies.
Okay, I'll pick it up. Hal, recognized. Yeah, that's sounds like some great opportunities. And when you are studying to upgrade, one of the things I recommend is get through most of them, get through at least half the material, and then start taking the practice tests and see what you miss. And then, you know, go back and restudy what you miss. And once you're done with all the material, then you should be able to get through the test. And as soon as you can pass all of the tests with, say, an 85% rate, then go take it, because you only need the 70% to pass when you take the formal test. So that's an easy way. I'm going to need to clear. I'm dropping down on Cleveland Boulevard, and there's going to be lots of pedestrians in the shop. So I want to give them priority. K2Y, clear. Over to you, Hal. Hal, pick it up and then hand it over to Greg. This is K2Y.
Ryo in the group, K6DPZ. Okay, no problem. I saw a new email that was given out. I saw a lot of Mark members. Very interesting. Did you happen to see yours, Bernie?
I got to go clear, but yeah, I did with the updated repeater rules. So, Greg, pick it up, pass it around the horn. I'm going to be clear. K2YO.
Happy Oaks, Bernie. Thanks a lot. And if you don't come back, have a good evening. 730 at Jazz. Hal, can you give me the highlights? I haven't read my ham mail in probably 2 weeks. This is N2AIR.
Highlights are, supposedly, you can't commercialize on the repeater. Certain people cannot talk about their personal problems and issues on the repeater. And it's a whole list. And, oh, I forgot to wait for the beep. Excuse me, wait a minute. There, it finally came. And, waiting for the beep. And, a bunch of other stuff. So, that's in summary. And I don't want to put my comments about it, but I sure would like to. But then I always shoot my mouth off. I'm going to keep quiet this time. Pick it back up. K6 Delta Papa Zulu.
Okay, folks. All right, yeah, I got it. So yeah, I'll have to take a look at that later on, but after I have something to eat. But, I don't know. It's all, you know, it's all part of the hobby. It's all in good fun. And I try not to take too much seriously anymore, but it's, you know, it's cheap entertainment, to say the least. See, who's left? Bernie, AK1NS, Dave. This is N2AIR in the group.
I think Dave might have stepped out of there. I wanted to speak to him. AK1NS. AK1NS, you still on frequency. Hello, Hal. KB2OYE. I think Dave might have stepped out of there. Over to you, Dave.
AK1NS, sorry, I had to step out of the car. I got it clear. AK1NS out.
AK1NS.
Okay, Dave, take care. And I'm on Hemsphere. That's what I wanted to ask you about. Or you're on Hemsphere, so maybe we'll get hooked up. Take care, Dave. 73. Over to you, Greg, KB2OI.
Okay, thanks, Mike. I've kind of run out of stuff to say right now because my concentration has turned over to supper, which is just about done. So I'm going to check out of here, too. It's been fun, and I'm sure I'll talk to all of you guys sometime in the future. But 7-3 and all that jazz, have yourselves a good evening. Hal, we keep bumping into one another, and we always have short conversations, but one of these days we'll be able to chat. But right now my stomach is growling too loud. This is N2AIR. Have a good one, guys.
AIR in the group, K6DPZ. Now I got to get out myself, a matter of fact. I'm going to see a guy about a muzzle. K6DPZ is going to be QRT.
Okay, Hal, and take care, 73. And Greg, I'll keep in touch. I'll look you up and shoot you an email so you can have my email, and we'll keep in touch because I'm in Laurelton, Queens, and I don't think we're too far. So, Greg, take care. I believe you said one time a while back before you get out of there, Greg, that you was going to move out of New York. I wasn't too sure. I hope not. I love to keep my good ham buddies around. Take care, Greg. See you later. I hope to talk with you, but I will look you up and see if your email is on QRZ, I'll shoot you mine. Take care. 73 is on KB2OI.
Yeah, Mike, the email is good on QRZ. Yeah, right now, the moving out of New York is idle threats. I just came back from my other son's house in way out western Pennsylvania. Whole different lifestyle. He lives in the middle of the Allegheny Mountains, but without going into too much detail, it's really a different lifestyle. Lots of fun, but I don't know if I could take it on a permanent basis. Plus now, I'm going on the fourth grandkid locally, and I've become so attached to them here. You know, they're only 20 minutes away. It's, you know, I don't know. I might wind up just moving out to the island someplace. I'm sick of Queens. Especially this neighborhood, it's changing. I don't know, we could talk about this for a while. At any rate, maybe we will sometime in the future. But like I said, I'm going to go get some supper. KB2OYE, N2AIR. Have a good night, Mike.
Roger, roger, Greg. Okay, I'll shoot you an email with my phone number. We'll keep in touch because you're a fisherman and I love to go fishing too. Take care. 73s. Talk with you later. KB2OIE. Bye-bye.
Some high up antennas, does that help, you know, with
that helped to be a good platform. I know the gentleman that that designed APRS is at Dayton every year. I'll have to make a mental note to stop by and talk to him in the flea market.
Yeah, I know. You know, we're not the only ones that use that technology. There's a lot of companies, trucking companies, that are using the technology to track their assets.
Interesting. I didn't realize there were commercial applications of it.
Yeah, and sometimes if you go on the Google Maps, you'll see boats that are operating in and around the New York Harbor area that have that equipment on board, and you can see where they are.
Interesting, very interesting. Also, next time I talk to Rich UPS, I'll have to ask him if he knows. I know he runs APRS Mobile in his work rig.
Yeah, Jerry has it operational from his car as well.
Well, anything else exciting going on? Traffic is moving reasonably well. I made it to Queens College already. They're doing something tonight. Parking lots are full. They're probably doing concerts and stuff at the big auditorium. They just they remodeled that auditorium, and it's real nice.
Yeah, I don't know much about what's going on at campus. I haven't been on there in a long time. Somebody told me once it was some sort of a, I don't know if it was a reform school or some sort of a boys' school at one point. The quad, the south side of the quad, there were a couple of older buildings, and they were part of the old whatever it was.
Ah, you are exactly right. The older Spanish-style buildings, the ones with the tile roofs on them, which is unique architecture. I haven't seen any architecture like that in Queens anywhere else, but it's very California Spanish style. Those were a reform school originally back before the university started. I forget when the university started. I know they were in action. I think they started just before World War II, so it was probably in the 30s that the university started there, or the college started there, because I know they did have vets, people that left school to join the Army and go off to the war. There's a memorial near the main flagpole for...
Yeah, as we're talking, I'm looking up the history. We'll see. History. They give me history of... come up with here. I'm coming up with the history department. I should remember that when I'm looking at the... looking up for information on a college and I type in history, it's going to give me the history department.
Yeah, Google doesn't quite know which kind of history you want, and they have, they're making their own history, shall we say. They're both making history, studying history, and reporting history all at one time.
Yeah, oh well. Oh, here it is. College City of New York. I keep forgetting it's part of CCNY.
Before the Clearview, and there are a couple of houses right across from each other on the north side of the highway that are apparently competing to see who can have the most Christmas lights in their yard.
K6DPZ?
Good evening, Hal. I know there's one house up on Pelham Parkway. I used to see it when I was working, going to work up in that area. One guy, I think he started around August moving the Christmas decorations out on the front lawn. There was not a square inch that wasn't occupied. And to answer our earlier question, Queens College was established in 1937. Hal?
Wait for the beep. Okay, hello, gentlemen. I'm just on my way back to Oceanside. I had to take care of some stuff here in Richmond Hill. And we got about 7 to 10 minutes to the TechNet. Nice night. I hope I can make some good time going back. I have to hit a hardware store on the way back yet. Go ahead, Bernie. I think it's your turn. This is Cape 6, Dolling, Purple Zombies.
Well, we're running in parallel. I just finished up in Elmhurst and headed eastbound now. Bob, you're going to have to be our timekeeper. The clock's not set in my car, and I can't read my watch in the dark while I'm driving, so you got to let us know when we got to shut down to get out of the way. Yeah, I would love to see the amateur radio club get started at Queens again. There's pieces of HF beams on the student center, and there are some UHF, either UHF or VHF beams on the math building. But as far as I can tell, the all their radio operations are defunct right now.
Bob?
Okay, well, you got about 9 minutes left before it's net time here, guys. I was just reading a little something on the history. The architect who designed those buildings we were talking about was a major architect in the Panama California Exposition of 1915 in San Diego. So your thoughts that they were Spanish California type architecture, I think, is pretty well on.
Talking about Queens College out here in New York?
Yeah, affirmative. Bob and I were talking about, he had mentioned that he had heard it had been a reform school at one time, and I told him that the Spanish architecture, the Spanish-style buildings with tile roofs were part of the original school, I believe it was a school, and then the actual college started in the late 30s, I believe. I had thought, and then he affirmed that it was 37. And I know that because there's a memorial to students who left school to go off to fight in World War II, so I know it was pre-42. K2YO. Bob.
Alright, well, I'm going to go into the listening mode here. You guys are still yapping. I'll yell at you when the time comes up.
Okay, so we got somebody who's watching the clock, Bernie. Yeah, Bernie, I was I submitted that thing, matter of fact, at UST. That station, CW station. Maybe they'll publish it.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. That'd be a great project on there. And they may put it in QEX. Have you ever read QEX?
Yeah, I read it. And see, most of the stuff they're doing now is so technical. And this thing, you know, comes in not at a technical level, but at a level that all the solid-state stuff really dies, so we could have a communications receiver and transmitter. Very simple.
Well, but also the main point is for newer hams that don't necessarily know tubes. For example, I'm absolutely one of those. I've never had a tube radio, never worked on tubes. The only time I was ever around tubes was as a kid when my dad was trying to get the TV to start working again. So I vaguely remember taking all the tubes to the drugstore, to the tube tester, plugged them all in, found the bad one. They had a cabinet down below. You picked out a new one. But that's my entire knowledge of tubes. So, you know, a project like this could very much be popular to help folks get started in tubes.
And also, the design is safe. You know, normally a one-tube transmitter has a lot of voltage on the King contacts. This has nothing hardly on the King contacts. This is our grid block King. It's a very unique way of doing things. I hope I hope QST goes for it. I've sent them the information. I sent them a note also saying if they're not interested, let me know as soon as possible so I can peddle it somewhere else.
It'll be interesting to see. I think they'll probably like it, so great idea. So, everything else going well? Haven't seen you for a while. My work schedule has changed and will be changed through Christmas, so I won't be making any ill, probably.
Yeah, well, the third storm in the driveway, the town is still crazy, and what else can I say?
I understand, but you always have a lot of irons in the fire. I know you've always got projects lined up on the workbench trying to get them out. But it's a good problem to have. When, you know, as a contractor myself, I understand it's good to have too much work lined up.
Yeah, well, we're busy, but I can't say anything about my being busy or not busy. The new ethic came down. No talking about any business or anything.
No, it didn't, Al. You need to go back and reread it again. It basically reiterates what the FCC says. You can't do business over the radio. We can talk about our lives, what's going on. You know, we can talk about the bad guy the boss is, and you and I can definitely talk about the bad guy who the boss is because it's ourselves.
Well, they say business over the radio. That means soliciting business for profit. But when you don't solicit business and you don't give your business name or anything and somebody else does, that's not soliciting business in my book, as far as I know the law.
you are correct. Don't get your dander up about the rules that count. They are just reiterating what the FCC has said already and what common sense should have told everybody. A lot of people lost their common sense, and that's why they had to issue the words in black and white, because people weren't applying common sense.
No, no, I agree with you, Bernie, but I've been very, careful, because I know, that the way... Hold on a second, I got to get in here. Somebody can't... Hold on, there's me in a divider if I'm not careful. Stand by. Idiots. I mean, no, but I know that you don't commercialize. So if somebody else makes a suggestion about something, it's not the individual who owns the business commercializing, correct?
That's absolutely correct. In fact, I can tell you that my gutter guy is the best gutter guy around. Well, according to Vicky, we're rolling up on the quiet time, so I'm going to sign clear. You're about to go on. Your part of the show starts soon, so I'll let you collect your thoughts and get ready. Great speaking with you. I'll be thinking about you guys on Friday when I'm not there. K2YO.
Ready, K2YO, K6DPC. I'll get a chance to talk. Have a good holiday. K6DPC is going to be clear and listening.
Those particles, those electrons are what's really allowing us well, those magnetic fields are what are really allowing our radio equipment and the propagation to take place. That's for the first hour. Sometimes it gets extended because we have more questioners or we got on a hot subject. After that, it's followed by John, KC2WGB, who will monitor the echo link. He also collects the information for the mailbag. For those who don't have the ham radio license or don't have the right equipment that they can talk to us directly, they send some form of a message to John, KC2WGB. They'll be telling you the website, which is a little bit unusual, his website, is the address, so to speak. And we go through a few of those. That's followed by Paul, WS2N, our space expert, who tonight will be giving us a space report number 178 of the series. And NASA has been attempting for the last few days to make a particular launch, so we'll hear about a ship that was supposed to bring material up to the International Space Station. So we'll be hearing about that. Let me drop. After those three sections of the net, that's followed by anything goes type subjects, as long as it's of interest to ham radio operators. At this time, I'm going to take your check-ins. You're going to give me your call letters, your name, and the word yes, which means you do have a question or a comment for the net. Try to leave enough space in between each transmission that you hear all four beeps. Very easy for a person to get excited because he knows he's about to be addressed. And so he squeezes the mic immediately before the four beeps, in which case the whole system doesn't get properly reset. And either the Eastern link or the Echo link or IRLP gets disconnected, and Eric, KE2EJ, or others, NY2H, Lou, have to reset the machine, if you know what I mean, because of our over-enthusiasm. So try to remember for the four beeps. Okay, give me your call letters and name and the word yes right now if you do have a question or a comment for the net. KQRIW listening.
WHYY, Joe, yes.
N2HCN. I've got a question. You have it in your email with the link and explanation. N2HCN.
S2MU, Bernie, yes.
Okay, Bernie, give me the prefix.
D-Lo 2, Mike Uniform.
Okay, so far we've got Joe, Wes, and Bernie, T2MU. Anyone else to check in to the TechNet? Anybody else not watching President Obama's speech? Give me your call letters right now. K2RIW in the TechNet.
And 2ERO Tech and 2ERO.
Okay, we got Rich. And one last call. Anyone else to check into the TechNet? Because if you have a question or comment, give me your call letters and name right now.
WS2N Paul, we're at the Space Report.
Very fine, Paul. Okay, we're going to go over to Joe first, WA2RYY. What's the latest on all of your mini projects, Joe? K2RIW listening.
Good evening. Here's another subject I'll bring to the net. You can talk about for a while, if you'd like to. Minimum modulation acceptance bandwidth.
National Aeronautics and Space Administration. So in each case, Joe, you gave us a subject, you didn't give us a question. What's your question, Joe?
question. I wanted to just, okay, specifically, I know something about this, I've used this already as a procedure, about testing radios to see if they have the proper bandwidth. This primarily has to do with FM receivers, commercial or otherwise. You know, test them and you know, see if they work properly or not. I can tell you what I know about it, and maybe you can say something about what you know about it too. Back to you.
Yeah, I might not have had very much exposure to this one, Joe, and maybe other people on the net have. So why don't you start off telling us where you